I was and am openly gay, and I came out of the closet when I was 15. So the backlash from that and like the weird looks and like trying to dress out for gym, like that kind of stuff was like very clear to me, like incredibly uncomfortable at all times. And I feel like the women looked at me weird and the boys teased me. And, you know, I was friends with a couple other queer kids and like we had our thing, but they also dropped out of high school. It was just kind of a tough environment for all of us. And, you know, like I dated a girl my freshman year who was closeted, and that was difficult. I would have to like drop her off like down the street from her parents' house so that her mom didn't know she was hanging out with me and things like that. So it was very like Roswell, Georgia is very, you know, money, white, like conservative area. And I quickly gained the reputation of someone you should not be hanging out with. I really do not regret my decision to drop out of high school. And like, I never want to see kids drop out of high school. I want to see an environment where, you know, there are more resources for kids like me and different kids and queer kids and lower income kids. You know, the list goes on of, you know, people who are ostracized or made to feel different and made fun of. Until we, you know, socially and systematically change what we have going on in the public school system, I just don't think it's an environment for kids like me. If I'd tried to find my voice in school to become a lady mechanic and, you know, an openly gay woman, like, I would have been torn apart. I do want to say that, you know, as because I was openly gay and like trying, there was no Gay Straight Alliance or any club like that in my school, and I did try to actively start one my freshman year and went to the principal about it, and he flat out denied it. He said that he would not support it, it wouldn't happen. There's this one kid who openly threatened me many times about my homosexuality and said things like, you know, oh, I like to go out on the weekends and drag faggots from the back of my truck and just like really inappropriate things, and like would just really pry into my private life and like, you know, just one of those like really gross, like angry kids who just threatened the crap out of me all the time, just threatened me constantly, and it was terrifying.